Welcome everyone to the Wednesday, September 11th, 2024 Public Art and Community Design Committee of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona. Welcome everyone.
No, it's October.
Actually, October 9th.
October. I'm looking at my minutes, not my agenda. Sorry. October 9th agenda. Sorry. I see that skirt. The meeting's going to be like this the whole time. Sorry. The Wednesday, October 9th, meeting of the Public Art and Community Design Committee meeting. I'd like to first start by having Sadie conduct a roll call to establish a quorum, and then we'll move on. So with that, Sadie.
Okay. Adrian Ackerman?
Present.
Ann Lopez? Corinne Cooper?
Here.
Leanne Hernandez? Emily Tate?
Here.
Jim Gwok?
Present.
Janet Fisher?
Here.
Kenna Smith?
Here.
Laura Summers? Margaret Joplin? Maureen Lewick?
Here.
Melissa Brown Dominguez? Nancy Fong? Nancy? Present. Okay. Robert Clark? Valerie Sanchez? Valerie Sipp?
Present.
Alicia Vasquez? Anthony Vila? Brandon Varela?
Here.
And Kathleen Vila?
Present.
Thank you. And you have a quorum.
Thanks, Sadie. At this point, I'd like to have any guests introduce themselves and other attendees for a call to the audience. I see a couple folks that Sadie didn't mention. So with that, Mr. Durbin, I see you there.
Yes, thanks for having us. A few of us from the Donovan Durbin family. My name is Randy Durbin, his brother. I live in South Korea. It's tomorrow morning for you. Nice to be with you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And I am Erin Durbin, Donovan's wife. I'm joined by
Stephanie Durbin-Duskett, Donovan's older sister.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, welcome, everyone. Requirements of the Pima County require us to have a call, Pledge of Allegiance, and we manage that by allowing a minute for folks to state a Pledge of Allegiance on their own time. You certainly can do it out loud, and for the rest of us, if they so choose, 1 minute of silence. And I'm going to start my timer in a second. And we'll go from there. So bear with me, 1 minute of silence, or for those of you who choose to, state the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Jim, real quick, Sadie, Bob's in the waiting room.
Yes, thank you. He's being promoted now to panelist. And Jim, just to let you know, Steve Farley is attendee. He's not going to be able to speak at the meeting due to issues with internet.
Okay, thank you. So now is item 4, call to the audience. Do we have any members for call to the audience? If not, I won't read through the requirements of that, but if we do, I will do so. So Sadie?
We do not have any calls to the audience today.
Right. Do we have any members of the public who would like to speak to the committee and or call to the audience? Hearing none, we will move on to then item 5, and that's committee member activity report. This is an opportunity for committee members to share with other committee members activities associated with the arts in Tucson, about activities that are happening between now and our next meeting. And I have to plug one last time. The Art Scout Wamboree is this Saturday, and it's a fundraiser for the artists in the studios managed by the Warehouse Arts Management Organization. Primarily, it's to establish an artist relief fund. We are supporting fledgling artists that often have to work second jobs to be able to afford their studios and their time that they need financial assistance. And so we hold a fundraiser once a year, and we appreciate anyone who's willing to come and go to the whammotucson.org website to learn more about it. So with that, I will open it up to other members of the Public Art and Community Design Committee for any comments that they'd like to make before we move on to the next item. So with that, I'll open it up. Any hands up or interest in commenting? Not seeing any then. Again, welcome everyone.
There's one hand up.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed it. Who was it? I missed it.
That's me. It's me. I'm a colored pencil artist, which Curtis finds very funny. But if you would like to find out what colored pencil art, fine art, is like, we have an exhibit that is going to the end of October, and then starting up again in November to the end of November with two groups, and it is at the 6th Ward office.
Oh, very good. Right, thank you, Maureen. Maureen, just so you know, I don't know if you can hear us, but you've frozen up on us.
And then real quick, Tim, if I could announce to Mr. Clark in the attendee room, you need to accept my promotion to be a panelist so you can get in. You keep declining it, but if you want to talk as an attendee, just raise your hand and I can allow you to talk, or I'll keep trying to promote you. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Sadie. And Judge Clark will accept any comments you might have once you get linked up with them. So with that, I'd like to have Owen Reyes provide the Public Art Director's Report.
Thank you, Jim. Hi, everyone. Thanks for coming again, convening, and meeting quorum. It's always important. Have a great project that Sadie will announce later. A few updates. Can you hear me okay? My side sounds kind of fun. We are still looking for panelists for La Madera Park, Ward 3, and Todd M. Harris Park in Ward 4. Those are both roster projects, so the panelists will just be selecting from our roster that we've started to reutilize. And Drexel Road Bridge is being postponed. The funding has not been, it's not secured. It's not, we don't know how much it is yet, to be honest. So we don't want to put a call out and miss out on part of potential funding. There's still time to integrate artwork into the bridge. Sorry, there are little fruit flies everywhere. We can still integrate art into the bridge because of the type of bridge it is. So there's options there. So if you're interested in that one, it's a big one. Look forward to spring. And coming up is the Christopher Columbus Park, Ward 3 again. It's going to be a CTA. It's going to go out next month. Budget's $48,251. The master plan's at
30% complete, so lots of options for public art to be integrated. If you are interested in that one, it'll be alongside the Silver Bell project that is currently going up. And there's a few more updates, but I'll let you read those on your own so we can reserve time for the next agenda items. Corinne, do you have a question for me or just in general?
A question for you. I received an invitation to join the Ward 3 project, but I'm already on a design committee. How might I effectively circulate information on that to neighborhood associations that are within Ward 3? I did copy Ward 3 on it, but I haven't heard back from them.
Yeah, as it happens, they're pretty busy. So if you have contacts, you can reach out to me, or if you want us to send you something that you can easily just email out, that might be easier. We have a panel form that they can just click on and complete to request to be on that panel.
That, and I assume you've reached out to the Neighborhood Association already.
I think we have. Ariel's in charge of that project, so I don't know the full extent of who she's reached out to, but I'm pretty sure she's reached out to them first.
Yeah, if you'll send me a link, that would be great, and I'll make sure that at least the neighborhood associations that I have contact information for have received a request about it.
Okay, great. Thank you. Yeah. I'll have Ariel reach out to you to coordinate that. Thank you so much for participating, even though you're full up.
And Will, if you could include me on that as well, because I also live in Ward 3 and have some contacts that I think would be great candidates.
Great. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be a big project. We'll do that. Thank you both. Maureen?
Okay, I don't know. Am I frozen?
No, you're good.
Oh, okay, good. I volunteered for Christopher Columbus Park, but I haven't heard anything back. It was quite a while ago.
Oh, well, I'll make sure that Ariel reaches out to you. Great.
Okay, good. And I can fill it out again. That'd be fine.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Very good.
Any more questions? Otherwise, I think we're good to move on.
Jim. Okay. With that, review and approval of September meeting minutes is the next item on our agenda. The chair will accept the motion in a second to do so, and then we can discuss any changes that might be required.
I'll move to approve. This is Corinne.
Thank you, Corinne. Do we have a second?
I'll second. Kathleen.
I appreciate it. Any discussion, comments on the minutes? Thank you, Sadie. Very extensive minutes. Well recorded for complex item.
Of course. And just to note for the members, Ann Lopez reached out and let me know there was a misspelling of a name, and I corrected that it was on item 8.
Okay. Thank you. With that, we'll do a roll call vote, I guess. Sadie?
Okay. Adrian Ackerman?
Approve.
Ann Lopez?
Approve. Okay.
Corinne Cooper?
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez? Emily Tate?
Approve.
Jim Glock?
Approved.
Janet Fisher?
Approved.
Kenneth Smith?
Approved.
Thank you. Laura Summers? Margaret Joplin? Maureen Lewick?
Approved.
Melissa Brown Dominguez? Nancy Fung?
Approved.
Robert Clark? We'll come back to you. Valerie Sanchez? Valerie Sitz?
Approved.
Thank you. Alicia Vasquez? Anthony Avila? Brandon Varela?
Approved.
Kathleen Vivo?
Approved.
Okay, and then Robert Clark?
Yes.
Thank you. We're approving the minutes for September. Approved. Thank you. Okay. Item passes unanimously.
Thank you. All right. We will move on to our public art donation item 8. We're here to discuss and vote on, I think, a previously introduced project that we knew about, the Donovan Durbin Memorial Mosaic donation. And we have clearly some Durbin family members here with respect to this particular item. I want to declare in advance that in my capacity as the president of the Warehouse Arts Management Organization that owns the building immediately adjacent to the 6th Avenue underpass, took this item to my board, they unanimously approved this particular donation, and I had prepared a support letter and sent it in accordance with the Arts Foundation procedures associated with letters of support. So I think Sadie and I were going around. We don't think, I believe I have a conflict of interest in relation to this, but I'm not going to be making the motion to approve or not in any case. So I just want to let you know that the Jason neighbor, Whammo, approves this and is very excited about it. So with that, this, I guess, is Sadie's item. So Sadie, back to you.
Thank you. And just to clarify, this is the first time you're seeing this project, so it's just the introduction. We'll be voting on it at a later meeting. Before I begin, Corinne, I think you have your hand up. Do you want to ask something? Or?
Yes, I'm a good friend with the artist, and I was wondering if that means that I should recuse myself as well.
I don't think you need to recuse yourself knowing the artist or being friends with him, since there's no financial gain or anything like that. Thank you for asking, though. Okay, so this is an introduction to a proposed donation, the Donovan Durbin 6th Avenue Underpass Project. We'll be going through the donation procedures again, the criteria you'll be using, the project proposal, and then have an opportunity for the applicants to comment and answer questions. So here is the donation procedures that you all are familiar with already. As you know, it starts off with initial requests. We do an orientation meeting with the applicant and provide them with the donations handbook. Then they submit their proposal and some other supplemental materials like the design, and all kinds of other things. They go through risk management. And then finally it gets through to you at this meeting for an introduction. And then at a subsequent meeting is where you will be reviewing it and conserving it for approval. From there, it goes to the Arts Foundation's Board of Directors for them to review and vote on. And finally, concurrence form is sent to the city manager and the ward, which the artwork will live in. And then we issue a notice to proceed to production. Here are the steps that the applicant has already completed, the orientation meeting. Their proposal has been submitted. They received 3 letters of support from WAMO, Rio Nuevo, and the Downtown Tucson Partnership. They already have their maintenance protocol complete, the Ward 6 review, and also the City Department review. They also went to the Historic Review Board and had approval from them, and we have also received the applicant's certificate of insurance. Here is some of the criteria that you'll be using to judge the artwork at our next meeting. You can think about the appropriateness of the artwork based on the design, the maintenance, the community support letters, and then the assessments from the city and risk management. And some other criteria are the constructability of the proposed artwork, the craftsmanship that you'll see in the design, any maintenance, preservation, and conservation implications in regards to the artwork and where it will be installed, and then what the length of the artwork will be. And for this specific proposal, it will be permanent. Okay, so I sent you all the actual donation proposal that the applicants have submitted because there is so much information and wealth of materials that I didn't want to like kind of confide it all into this proposal. So you received a lot of information about this specific project and Donovan Durbin. This is how it will look once installed, but keep in mind before installation, these walls will be treated and painted, so it won't, you know, look quite like that once installation happens. Here's a mock-up again with people around it, so you could kind of gauge the size. And these panels are part of Donovan Durbin's collection of historic postcards. And some of the postcards are going to be superimposed with images of Donovan and family. Sorry, my screen's kind of freezing. So once I'm trying to scroll up to this whole slide, there we go. So this, once the screen gets there, this is how it will pan out with all of the panels once installed. As you know, the underpass has four sections, so there'll be several panels on each side, both on the north and south side, east and west sides of the underpass. And then here is just some background information. Sorry, the title was not changed from my last slide. The artist for this project is Stephen Farley, and he's working with the Donovan Durbin Supports Tucson Foundation. And this proposal gives you some information about that actual underpass. How it's of course historic, and it's an area that I believe Donovan Durbin was really interested in improving. So this is kind of like a three-pronged project. The applicant is looking to rename the underpass, the Donovan Durbin 6th Avenue underpass. They'll also be working with the City of Tucson's Department of Transportation and Mobility to clean the area and refurbish the walls where the panels will be installed, and also to install lighting in these areas under here where pedestrians cross, so it will be more inviting. And then finally, there'll be a public art component to this, which is what you'll be reviewing and voting on. The panels will be 2 by 3 feet. Big porcelain enamel, and as I said before, they'll feature vintage photographs from Donovan Durbin's collection with some photoshopped, and I will scroll down here and show you kind of what that means. So here's one of the photoshopped postcards featuring Donovan and his wife. Okay, so with that, I will open it up for questions to the applicants. and the family who are here. And I'm just going to stop sharing my screen so I can see everyone. Let me know if you want me to go back to a specific slide, though.
So, members of the Durbin family, this is your opportunity to speak to your departed, about your departed, and clearly all of us are big fans of what he was able to achieve in the downtown. So, with that, I'll open it up to family members.
If I may comment then first, we haven't practiced this with family. It's what we would do at this meeting, but I just wanted to make a couple of quick comments. One, any images superimposed to Donovan or anywhere else would be a little bit of flavoring and certainly not a focus of the artwork. The artwork focuses entirely about the, you know, the history of Tucson. The second thing I wanted to say is that thank you, Chip, for that. I think perhaps others in this panel are aware of our brother that and husband that devoted really intense amount of passion and hours for 30 years of his life to downtown Tucson revitalization. And he always took a very strong combination of very practical and functional approaches to improving transport and access and appeal with arts, culture, a profound passion for the culture and the history of Tucson. And so from our standpoint of creating a foundation to somehow both honor his legacy and try to instill some spirit of continuity of what he worked so hard to do, we see this project as just a phenomenal combination of function, form, and, you know, that passion for the history of Tucson and the arts of Tucson. So I'll stop there. And again, we didn't practice as a family. Perhaps Aaron or Stephanie have something to add as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Randy.
I'd say very well said, Randy. You expressed, I think, a lot of our thoughts in this process. Since you brought up the fact that pictures of Donovan and Aaron are superimposed into the photo, I feel like I should mention, we had to answer this question elsewhere, I forget exactly where, but this is not in place of other historic people. This is like in addition to. This was like put into some space where there were no other people. So we're not trying to, you know, take the place of other people who actually were there back in the day. And I think that was a good art move that Steve Farley came up with. And yes, thank you very much for the work that many of you have done with Donovan and continue to do to bring arts to the level that you have, where you continue to do so many things to embellish and to refurbish and to make this such a colorful and vibrant city. We hope this will be something that will bring people a lot of joy as well as they walk through. And we've mentioned a couple of times, I know Aaron mentioned this in an interview the other day, that Donovan was so much about connectivity. And, you know, this may not have been the first thought we had about what kind of legacy project, but when it was brought up by Andy Squire at a meeting a year ago, we just realized that Donovan was always about connectivity, and this will help people to be connected to the various areas within the city and with an artistic component. It just seems like a really good way to honor him and to help the city in a very meaningful way.
Thank you. That was very well said. Any comments on the part of other family members? Sorry. Not hearing any comments on the part of the committee. Well, I'll chime in a few. I knew the family may not know this, but Donovan and I butted heads over the years and worked very closely. I knew him very well, and he was a champion of downtown, and really, his heart was in the right place for everything he tried to do with respect to that. I think this is a very appropriate honor for someone who had his life been taken so quickly from us. He would have continued his championship of the downtown and would have continued to make downtown the great place it's becoming, and I think it's a great opportunity to recognize his legacy and respect that. And these postcards, for those of you who have ever run into these postcards, they're so much fun to run into. And then you pull them up and you see what it looks like today and you see what it looks like in the yesteryears, and it's just a lot of fun. And I really like the whimsical introduction of people time traveling back to the era there and being there, because Donovan would have been a big force back then had he lived in that particular era. So with that, thank you, Durbin family, for your participation today in today's meeting. And with that, if there's no comments from other committee members, I think we have some action that would be appropriate. Sadie, I got an indication that they have to come back again, or can we kind of wrap it up and send this thing along with the appropriate motion and second to approve the proposed art and send it on?
Well, I think it is listed as, might be listed as an action, but I think that we're just doing a introduction today, but if it's, you know, it's your committee. But I think Corinne has her hand raised.
I did. Thank you, Sadie. I just wanted to say that I'm a big fan of the photographic art that's under the Broadway bridge and also under the Fourth Avenue bridge. And I just think this is a beautiful, perfect addition to that trend. And I'm also a little bit of a collector of old Tucson and Arizona postcards. So when I saw that, it just really warmed my heart. And I love the idea of adding a couple of pictures of the family to the art. I know Steve, so he'll do a great job at that.
Thank you, Cram. Yes, I do want to note that it's Steve Farley's work that we see on the Broadway underpass. The Fourth Avenue underpass is a different project. My face is, I think, cracking one of those tiles there with its silly smile. But many people, I think, are pictured there. That was a different program. And then Steve was also instrumental in Steve Farley, just so you know more of his work, with the similar types of photo mosaic tile panels at, I believe, the St. Mary's underpass at I-10. And then if you travel along Grande Boulevard between St. Mary's and Speedway, you'll see some monuments, signs of World War II veterans located there. And he mastered this particular medium and has done wonderful things with it and really respected, I think, Tucson's history, culture, and traditions with that. So my hat's off to Steve. Granted, Steve's legacy is perhaps, I'm not going to go into it. So with that, I will entertain a motion so we can not have to burden this particular project to come back to us again for an approval of the public art donation as presented today. And so we have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
This is Kenna, and I'm pleased and proud to have known Donovan and happy to be the second on this.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Thank you. Any further discussion on this item?
I just had a question about
you shut yourself off somehow, Corinne.
If there were other members of the committee who wanted to be present for the vote, they would not have known that it was going to happen because of the agenda this week.
No, the agenda says this was an action item. So,
okay. As long as this is action, it means that we can vote on it?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Yeah, and my apologies. That was my oversight with our template. So, but yeah, I guess it works out. And they are very far along in the process. So we're confident that it's totally above board to approve it
And just to chime in, the two reviews are for your benefit, because in the past, it didn't see, there's some requests that there wasn't enough time to look at the donation thoroughly before the approval went, and it seems like everyone here has, so it's really in the hands of the committee.
Right. With that, hearing no further discussion, I'll ask Sadie to do a roll call on the motion and second as presented.
Okay. Adrian Ackerman?
Approve.
Anne Lopez?
Approve.
Thank you. Corinne Cooper?
Approve.
Liam Hernandez? Emily Tate?
Approve.
Tim Gloss?
Approved.
Janet Fisher?
Approved.
Kenna Smith?
Approved.
Laura Summers? Margaret Joplin? Maureen Lewick?
Approved.
Melissa Brown Dominguez? Nancy Fung?
Approved.
Robert Clark? Valerie Sanchez? Valerie Sipp?
Approved.
Alicia Vasquez? Anthony Viva? Brandon Barella?
Approved.
Kathleen Velo?
Approved.
Thank you. You have unanimous approval. I just want to note that Robert Clark left the meeting. I think he's having technical difficulties, but he left about 5 minutes ago.
Thank you, Sadie. Okay. With that, we will move on to item 9, requests for additions to next month's or any month's agenda. Is open. I do want to just maybe offer, I want to stop and just thank the Durbin family and all of you who have attended. As you can tell, many people know Donovan and thought very highly of him. We certainly like we're all enamored with his collection of historic features in the downtown, and I think it's a great tribute to share those postcards in this particular fashion. And thank you, especially time traveler from Korea, Brother Randy, for participating in this. And what's nice is that these are going to be art panels that, sadly, I was a transportation director, and this bridge may someday need to be repaired. And when it is, these panels can be removed, new bridge put in, and they can then put back. So this is a term of phrase I want to use, but it's a legacy that will last as long as we're around. So that's what it means. But thank you so much for weighing in today and sharing your thoughts on this in particular, and we wish you well, and we look forward to the ribbon cutting for its presentation and completion. So.
Yes. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
I'm traveling to Tucson tomorrow, and I'll come back for the ribbon cutting. Thank you all so much.
Okay.
Thank you. We appreciate you very much. Thanks. Thank you.
All right, back to item 9, additions to next month's agenda and what have you. I think it's respectful of our staff to want to make sure that all committee members have an opportunity to participate in thinking that this may have needed 2 meetings. I just kind of want to give, singing to the choir, but, you know, if you don't attend, you don't get to participate. So for those of you who may know those folks who are not attending, and I think there's one friend of mine who I've noticed has not been attending regularly, I need to twist her tail and remind her that she is a member and that we'd like to see her. That also being said is that the clerk's office does ask whether or not how we want to hold our meetings. Do we want to continue this virtual meeting process? We can do a hybrid where we have an in-place and virtual meeting, or we could insist that it be in place. Now, I had been on the Arts Foundation board years ago before Zoom was popular by any means, and I know this committee really struggled with getting quorums, and the Zoom format has solved that problem. We rarely have issues with respect to meeting quorums. So and I think this is a chairman's prerogative, but I just kind of wanted to share it with the board. Sadie may shut me down because this isn't quite on the agenda, but without anyone's major objection, I'm going to go ahead and allow us to continue hybrid meetings. If there are some of you who do want to meet in person while the rest of us meet virtually, that's fine. I know the Arts Foundation can accommodate that. So that's the direction I'm going. If you have issues with that, pass those issues on to Sadie, and she'll pass them on to me so we don't run into some weird violation of open meeting law discussions. So with that, Lily.
My comment would be that my school day doesn't end until 4 o'clock, so if we went to not being on Zoom, I would not be able to be a part of this council.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm not going that direction, but
throwing that out there.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's important. Corinne, you have your hand up.
Yes, because of my hearing impairment, the time that we had a in-person meeting, it was almost impossible for me to hear. And Ariel basically spent the whole meeting repeating everything that had been said into my ear. On Zoom, because I have closed captioning, I'm able to catch almost everything that's said. And as much as I would enjoy being with all of you, it's a real struggle for me unless we have a perfectly acoustically appropriate small room for me to hear what's being said.
Wow, thank you for bringing that up. Go figure that Zoom could actually improve the world in that fashion. And Sadie, I'll get back to you. I wonder if we could have a virtual meeting only option. I think we have to offer an opportunity for both in-person and virtual. But if we can make it virtual only, I think in respect to that, and that's a great argument, I will push for that. So thank you for your comments. Doesn't need a vote or anything. I just need to work with staff to sort this out and comply with city rules and regulations. So thank you for your time on that. And I think we have covered it, everyone. And I'll look forward to seeing you in November and try not to introduce the meeting as though it was October, like I did today. Oh, and again, come on to the Wambo-ee. I'm getting my scout costume all put together for it, so should be fun. And granted, I have a few, if some of you really want to come and the ticket price is a little steep, I have a few empty seats. So send your inquiry to Sadie and she'll pass it on to me. Sorry, Sadie, to burden you with that. So, and again, go vote. I'm going to plug the election a little bit. I don't know if all of you know this, but Sadie is a candidate for TUSD board. And I think I can shamelessly say you should vote for her. She's going to do more for TUSD than maybe some of her opponents. And she's right there doing the right thing. So thank you, everyone. With that, I'll call this meeting adjourned.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.